This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A special advisory panel to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has voted in favor of approving a Pfizer vaccine for the coronavirus. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
A group of outside advisors to the Food and Drug Administration voted on one question.
Do the benefits of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine outweigh its risks?
In a 17-4 vote with one abstention, the panel voted yes. It's a major step towards starting the biggest vaccination campaign in American history, with the FDA itself expected to follow the recommendation within days. Millions of shots would then start moving across the country, with healthcare workers and nursing home residents the first to receive the vaccine. The general public's not expected to get widespread access until the spring. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is slamming the brakes on a bipartisan COVID relief package that a group of senators has been trying to get to aid workers and businesses struggling because of the pandemic. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's been pressing for a five-year liability shield to protect companies from lawsuits over COVID-19 illnesses and says a trade-off in the works, $160 billion to state and local governments in exchange for a one-year shield, isn't going to fly.
Democratic colleagues want to pretend they're bravely fighting big corporations, but they're really bullying small business owners and college presidents.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says
we have to have a bill and we cannot go home without it.
Meanwhile, President Trump has pushed for another round of stimulus checks instead of an unemployment benefit, but no aid for local governments. Jackie Quinn, Washington.